Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
We're just going to start out like this. Takeover Tuesday, Daytona Six, and Gucci Mane, My Old Lady. Monsters Radio Live. Takeover Tuesday.
Scooch. Sticks. Sticks, we got one. It's that one song, man. You just got to do it for your old lady.
Motherfucking best.
You see it by your motherfucking side. Riding that shit out with your ass. Weather the storm, shit.
Damn right.
Gotta keep that shit hundo. I mean, I love my old lady. My old lady love me. She be driving me crazy. No place
no
that I got to
what?
Be. She's a beast in the kitchen. She fix breakfast in bed.
Right.
And there's no competition. She's the best with the head. She keeps it real, never stressing. She my nigga, my bestie. She take a bullet for daddy. She my bulletproof vestie. She be home all the time. She ain't studying them clubs. She tell them niggas she mine. She ain't studying you scrubs. When I'm on my little grind, all them shows I be rocking, my lady stay on my mind. Even though them hoes jockin', everything done together, cause we always together. He's and hers for each other. Fendi, Prada, whatever. Not your average, they got the baddest chick. Deck down to the floor, a real flashy chick. Pretty eyes, cute face, titties, ass and shit. A little slim in the waist, a real classy chick. When them crackers hit your place, you get the stash and shit. Ain't nobody said, ain't nobody asking shit. Be all about a bread, currency, and stack these chips. When niggas run up on me, she know how to empty the clip. That's why I love my old lady. My old lady love me. She be driving me crazy, no place that I'd rather be. She's a beast in the kitchen, she fix breakfast in bed. Ain't there no competition, she's the best with the head. That's why I love my lady. Scooch.
Swizz up.
Yeah. Sticks, we got one.
Straight up. Talk to him, Gucci.
I ain't thinking about these bitches, but they're thinking of me. Richest nigga out the hood, and they know I'm a G.
Yeah.
Every king need a queen, so I got me a queen. We one hell of a team. I'm the man of the dreams. Put a rock on a finger that control the weather. We don't go together. We grow old together. I was locked in the feds, and she rolled for me. Kept my business intact like it's supposed to be. Now I'm ballin' like a dog. We can fuck up the mall. Baby, love my dirty draws. I ain't perfect at all. Yeah, I love my old lady, I ain't scared to say it. Nigga, play with me and mines, I ain't scared to spray it.
I love my old lady love me. She be driving me crazy, no place that I'd rather be. She's a beast in the kitchen, she fix breakfast in bed. Ain't there no competition, she's the best with the head. That's why I love my lady. Drive me crazy. Okay, I love my old lady love me. She be driving me crazy, no place that I'd rather be.
Never play me, she my bugaboo daily. She been loving me crazy, kissing and hugging me, baby. She been telling me lately, can a nigga replace me? And if it ever get crazy, she gon' fight by the baby. But if the shit hit the fan, she gon' do what she can. She'll work two or three jobs to do for a man. She can go without nails, she can go without lashes. She don't need all that makeup on and still be the bad. You had to leave your friends alone because they just talk about me. Say I got all kind of hoes and they ain't thinking about you. Watching all my videos and say I'm fucking the models. But you know your nigga belly, say your friends tryna holler. And the best beat,
okay.
How she impressed me.
Okay.
Yeah, she got her own, she ain't tryna finesse me.
Nope.
If I go to jail today, she'll be the one.
Be the
that
one.
I call home to and she gon' press one.
Hello.
That's why I love my old lady love me. She be driving me crazy, no place that I'd rather be. She's a beast in the kitchen, she fix breakfast in bed. And there's no competition. She's the best with the head. That's why I love my lady. Drive me crazy. Okay, I love my old lady. My old lady love me. She be driving me crazy. No place that I'd rather be. Okay, I love my old lady. My old lady love me. She be driving me crazy. No place that I'd rather be. She's in the kitchen. She's the
yeah.
Ain't that no competition.
Take over Tuesday. I just choked out through my whole dry. It is what it is. Tonight's for the ladies. Take over Tuesday. Hello, it's some old school vibes. Check it out. This is Flex Capone. It's called Blow Your Mind.
Girl, I spend it how I get it, I don't trust the price. I see you in tight, so I know the time's right. You a star, I'ma let you get the limelight. You say that you ain't never seen a sunrise. From a presidential suite all up in the sky. It's pretty, baby, and I know you worth it, baby. The way you work it, baby, you know that it's working, baby. You're saying that you want cloud nine. Ain't never coming down, cause you know I blow your mind like I'm too real to be playing any games. So when you fuck with me, girl, you will never be the same, no, no. Girl, I like your face, so focus on your body from your head down to your waist. Let me blow your mind, tell it what it's gonna take. Goddamn fine, that's why all these girls hate, yeah. Ain't nobody do it like you, no. Can't nobody do it like you.
Like that, dropping low to the flow, do a trick, throw it back. Acrobatic with it, doing splits like you working out. Then let me show you how we do it in the dirty south. First off, take some clothes off, ASAP. When I come around, shut it down, tell you take that. Got me reaching for that dome like a headlock. Feeling like a Flintstone, make your bed rock. Keep them ass cocked, going in, breaststroke. Make you call me bigger when I hit you with the death stroke. No joke, I'ma put it down with the best stroke. My stroke, tongue out, damn your throat. Nothing else to do, you climax, I'm through. 1, 2, 2. Let me break it down for your boo, come through. And anytime you with it, I can make time. And show me what that mouth do, call that FaceTime.
Girl, I love your face, don't focus on your body from your head down to your waist. Let me blow your mind, tell it what it's gonna take. You're goddamn fine, that's why all these girls hate, yeah. Ain't nobody do it like you, no. Can't nobody do it like you.
All right, yeah, vibe is being set. Ladies, where y'all at? We paying a little bit of homage to y'all tonight. Okay, up next, I got Santa. This is the guy I'm going on the UK tour with. So check him out. He got something for y'all. He will be performing this one. Oh, yes, he will. Check it out. This is called Sexercise right here on Monsters Radio. Takeover Tuesday. We might as well call it Ladies Night around here tonight. So enjoy it, ladies. You can get a hold of Flex Capone, FlexxKapone. This is Senna, SinaSre. Sexercise.
In the hotel, meet me by the lobby. Girl, I'll be playing with your body like a hobby. Hold up, I'm watching the every move.
Yes.
And now I got something to prove.
Yes.
My hand on your back, I'm pulling you back. I'm making your body go ooh. And I'm just getting started. Trying to kill a girl dearly departed. He awoke now, look what you started. Girl, I'm in love with your body wholehearted. Get down, she got me on my knees.
She does.
Lord, help me please.
Please.
Give me the strength to give her body exactly what it needs.
Okay.
And I'm aiming to please. My name is Sinner. I'm past the center when I enter. No beginner, baby. I'm doing pull-ups, pull-ups. That's her against the wall, against the floor. She asked for more. I bet you never had it like this before.
Girl,
go.
Uh-huh.
I bet you won't regret it. Let me give you this protein. You can lean on it, baby, that's codeine. I said a couple of reps, she awed out the breath. I told her sit down, she catching the breath. I'm catching my breath, wiping the sweat.
Stop.
In the mission. Been training for this moment like I'm in the Olympics. Let me give you this pimp shit. I can stand up in it like a pulpit. Or I can lie up in it like a pulpit. 9 to 5, I can work it in my phone quick. Yeah, her body moving to the beat.
Yes.
We missionary cause I love to look her in the eyes. And I'm gripping the thighs. I'll spot you, baby.
Yes.
Now hit the showers and be back in about an hour,
girl,
baby.
Tuesday, the only night of the week where you can call in and take over the radio. We don't care if you're an author. We don't care if you're an actor. What hip-hop, R&B. I don't give a damn. If you babysit on the weekends, you can call in tonight and put your babysitting business on blast. So, all right, we got somebody over here who's ready to take over the show. So let's tune in with them right quick, see what they got going on a Tuesday night. 773-663. Who we got? You ready to take over? Hello?
Give me this goddamn motherfucking show with mine now. Don't even talk no more. Don't say silence. Silence.
Well, damn. Come in. What's good, my brother? Bar none. Hold on. I'm going to get it right, bro. The M dot O dot D dot. Did I get it right that time?
Yeah. That nigga got it right, boy. That nigga ain't motherfucker been hitting money for nothing.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Shout out in the building. What's good, bro? What's going on with you?
Man, bro, a lot of big shit popping, man. You know what I'm saying? As far as, man, being positive in life, man. Other than this, all this goofy-ass shooting that one of my people got killed over the weekend. It's all love.
Oh, damn, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, bro. Are you in Chicago now?
Yeah, I mean, I came back to Chicago right after the show at the Raspberry, then I shot down to St. Louis for a funeral and did some CD pads and other shit. Right. Came back.
Yeah, I seen you out there. Look like you're doing it big. You're torn and everything. But, hey, give us a little insight. I mean, what's going on in Chicago right now? I mean, what's going on with all this stuff?
Man, that shit crazy, man. First it was the South Side turned up. Now it's my hood turned up. They just out of control, man. You got to think about it. On the west side of Chicago, most motherfuckers out west, they smoke PCP. So they already out their brain cells and it's got superhuman strength. So they just acting a fool, man. The motherfuckers are popping pills, doing PCP, smoking blunt. Motherfuckers popping Xannies and Percocets and Molly. They can't control themselves.
Right, right, right. Okay, okay. Are you guys talking about, I mean, I've been hearing, like, or I should be saying I've been seeing something on the book lately, talking about, like, some type of conspiracy going on with it. Is that what y'all feeling out there? Or is it just people just
man, it's, man, motherfuckers out wilding, but, nigga, it's cameras everywhere in Chicago, and they ain't catching shit, man. Something ain't right.
Ah, okay. Okay, I see what it is. Okay, 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 okay. I got you. I got you. So, all right. Well, thanks for giving us some monstrous radio news in the streets by our correspondent, following on the M.O.D. I ain't going to say what it all means because I seen your little video on social media. I'm not saying all that. I'm not saying master of disaster and master of, yeah. I'm not saying all that,
brother.
So go ahead and tell the people where can they find your music and stuff like that.
Man, y'all can find me on iTunes, Spotify, and Amazon, you know, SoundCloud, YouTube. Look at every site that a real artist on, because I am a real artist for you motherfuckers
that's
playing games.
As a matter of fact, I think you got some kind of exclusive going on right now. Because I don't do that very often, but you said on one of our other broadcasts, you know, that, you know, I can't remember if you were working on a single, pushing a single, but you also had an album in the back works. And I'm actually on one of the tracks on that album.
Yeah, that album, man, it's probably going, I might drop it next month for my birthday. I'm not sure yet, but probably so. Probably going to drop it for my birthday because I'm going to hit, goddamn it, I'm going to do the boat cruise on the 22nd, the booze cruise, and get drunk from 11 to 2. And then I'm going to shoot down the Atlanta for a week.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. I got to see where you at when I get back then. Probably be in the A somewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the A, then I'm going to hit Arizona, then I'm going to move around because motherfuckers, everybody talking about their artists and all this shit. You niggas not spending no money on yourself, nigga. I can personally say I just spent over $50,000 on myself just on entertainment shit, not drugs. You know what I'm saying? And niggas, how you a fucking artist? You ain't even got a BMI or ass cap, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. You ain't know nothing real shit. You ain't got no publishing. You ain't got none of that shit. You just doing music, letting people hear. Don't nobody want to hear that shit. Ain't gonna make no money.
There it is. I'll take over Tuesday. So I would take a breather right about now, but we got somebody else that pressed one, bro. So somebody else is about to take over the radio. So let's see whose radio it's about to be. 320-491. Who we got on the line? Hello, it's your radio.
What's happening? Both of y'all, bar none and mine.
Oh my goodness. Is this a throwback show for a motherfucker or what? Hold on.
For real.
I got to do the correct introduction. This is Miss Electrifying Kim. Jungle Love. For real.
Jack-a-line.
Hey, honeys, how y'all doing?
Man, good, y'all.
Growing up, getting older, and trying to stack more money.
I'm trying to tell you what's good is that I'm in Kansas City now. I'm back in Kansas City, I should say. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what's
up.
And I've been here for a week. And I almost got attacked by some bats tonight, but outside of that, I'm good.
Man, that's what's up.
Yes, some bats. The man across the street told me they were fruit bats, but I don't care. They ugly and they got teeth, so they bats.
Well, Kim be trying to play quick. She got some Latin lover living next door, and she's trying to play
it off like
a vampire.
Right.
Y'all so silly.
That nigga sucking the life out you.
Right.
Negative. I saw Don Wig last night. I was in the house with Don Wig last night. We supposed to be linking up again. I was with... Hush. It was me, him, and Juice. I linked up with Juice last night. No, actually, I linked up with Juice, like, the day after I got here.
Okay. What's he on?
Oh, he's doing good. He may be at home sleeping right now. I'm not for sure. But that dude is good. He's in a good place right now, considering all the turmoil. Kansas City is turning into a baby Beirut, except for what they're doing down here is that they're chopping the women down. They knocking women off. Yeah. They knocking women off like it ain't nothing.
I'm not going to lie. Y'all women is y'all gang banging now real hard everywhere.
But no, my auntie told me that she's thinking that it's like a serial killer that's going around down here because they find dead bodies all over the place. Like I get notifications for Kansas City, and it's always like a bunch of women and kids that's getting knocked out. You know, it's just terrible. You can't sit outside your house. Like the other day, I was at Juice's house. This boy pulled out a whole chopper in the daytime on a female. And then he took off on her, too.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what they got into it about, but I was looking, you know, just so I happened to be looking out the window, and I see this boy with this whole chopper. The chopper was about as long as my leg. I'm like, okay, well, welcome back. Welcome back to Kansas City. Keep your ass, you know, within view, but not where they can see you. And he had the girl backed up against a gate, and he took off on a girl. But I'm like, wow, I don't know if it's the heat. I don't know if it's the heat and the drugs. I don't know if it's the heat, drugs, and the chemtrails, you know, from, like, the planes that be up in the sky that leave them white trails behind and that shit coming down into the universe. I don't know what it is, but we are and we are really screwed up all over the place.
Yes. You're right.
You know, even for Minnesota is starting to get just as bad, too. So we can't just, like, pinpoint it's Chicago, it's Kansas City. It's every damn where, everywhere. People just losing their minds. But outside of that, I'm doing good to be a fat girl, though.
Nah, you ain't no fat girl.
Yes, I mean, I'm still one, you know, I got a couple fat pockets left.
What, you 142?
No, I weigh more than you. I'm 162. Thank you.
Damn. She said she more than so. Basically, you trying to say that nigga under 162.
Yeah.
Just fucked up because she do weigh more than me. Oh, damn. I was saying
Shit. When I was 192, I knew I weighed more than you then, but yeah, I dropped a few pounds. Then with the down here. Yeah. I was at 192, but with this heat down here, when you wake up at 11 o'clock, you know, you wake up and go outside and it's 102, when you go outside at 11 o'clock in the morning, you know that it's something. You're going to sweat all them extra pounds off.
Oh, yeah.
But I was checking in, you know, my brain, it kicks in when it wants to. But I'm like, oh, shit. It's airtime because me and Wig was talking about when about infantile penile syndrome last night. I was like, yeah, but that was a good topic that night. But still,
yeah. I don't know if it was it our show. I think I was on somebody else's show, and dude had said he had an issue with talking to women because he had inverted nipples.
What the?
Yeah, inverted nipples. I'm like, wait, what the hell is an inverted nipple? Your nipple don't pass out. Your nipple goes in.
I'm sitting up here doing, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm rubbing on my nipples right now. That's what's so funny.
I'm like, hold on. And I'm pushing on it like, well, how that work?
Right. I'm like, my shit coming out. Hey, man, that nigga called his ass Nipples. Nipple Huffles.
Oh, you know what? See, now when I get off the phone with y'all, I'm going to go look that up and see what that's about.
Right, yeah, because y'all sure enough is being nitpicky right now. No, anyway.
But you said it, though.
I know. So, there has been some corny-ass shows, like some shows you just go, wow. Like the one I can't believe, remember on Wet, I don't know if y'all was on there, but one time Wet Wednesday, one lady was talking about she liked to be in some sling, and she'd be draping from the sky, and the dude comes up, yeah. Ooh, I can't remember that one. Yeah.
That sounds like weird my type shows, of shit, man. What you mean?
Run that back.
Straight up, like that's not like my type of shit right there. What you talking about? My bad. Or the show where I told old boy that he sound like what was it? Something.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. That was a crazy one. Don't do it. We had to delete that one. That one was so bad. Oh my god. We had to delete
Did
that one.
Did you really?
Let's see. What's the
like,
crazy
do it.
One? I remember when the game hung up on me.
What did you do?
I don't know. I asked a question. I mean, his people hit his back and said that, you know, he did say he was in the studio. He was recording. He was taking the time out to talk to us and all that. But they did mention, like, don't ask him no silly questions, right? I admit I had a brain fart because the question I really wanted to ask him, I had to debate it. And see, now I should have just let my journalism play, let him hang up on me for that, instead of trying to be nice. And came off maybe a little wishy. Well, I don't know. But I asked him, what does hip hop really mean to him? And he hung up on me. But what I wanted to ask him.
Sure, damn. That's a good question, though.
What I wanted to ask him was, did he ever think that him and G on it would get back together? Did he think him and 50 would ever, you know, could amend things and get back together? That's what I wanted to ask him. But at the same time, you got to remember, they had said, don't ask him no funk shit. So I was trying to, you know what I mean? I mean, he had opened wide up, da-da-da. He was super cool. What did he say? He gave Cali Girl a new name. He got what? Cali. I think he switched up with Miss G's name. Let's see. Yeah, we had a good time. It's just I must have asked the wrong question. Or like they said, maybe he was in the studio. He had to go. He had hit the booth or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just had to go. You know, matter of fact, I'm going to run with that one. But before that, he just hung up on it. If y'all don't believe me, go back, check the archives, go to Monsters Radio and Blog Talk Radio and put in the game. You'll find the MRI, stands for Monsters Radio Interview. We call them MRIs because they're like a surgery. We pick their brain. So go put in MRI, the game, and bam, you'll get there.
There was two shows that we did, and to this day I still can't decipher what these two individuals said. It, one of them was with Crunchy Black, and the other one was with Mr. Frank Lucas. I still couldn't get it all out what they had said.
Mm-hmm.
The night that it was hard to understand. Yes, that Southern drawl. I'm like, okay.
That might have been Frank. Yeah, that might have been Mr. Lucas. Yeah, that might have been
Black
him.
Too. I couldn't understand Crunchy Black either. But Mr. Lucas, yes, for sure, I could understand.
Right.
But we kept it tactful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't no crazy, none of those questions that night. No, we didn't get hung up on that night.
No.
But
I do remember one time Mr. Wig pushed a question. I think sometimes people, when they do interviews, they always say, you can ask me whatever you want. But I don't think they really mean that shit. I don't think they really. Because Mr. Wig threw our interviewee off. You dig? Matter of fact, I don't even know if I want to say her name because this is how far basically somebody had put on the internet that she had did some fraud stuff. So he called her on it. So what's up with the fraud? Bloop, 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 bloop. It was like awkward. She said it was false, so on and so forth, blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, when you say you can ask me anything and you got the True Monsters Radio crew, ain't no telling what we'll ask you.
No shit. And with two G's, come on now. His brain always going. Last night he got philosophical. I'm like, dude, why you got to, you know, smoke cigarettes and everything and then want to go and get philosophical while you in the beard gang? Come on now. That man got that Malcolm X beard going on with them glasses when he decided to put them on. Like, nah, man. I don't want the philosophical person right now. I don't feel like thinking right now.
You want those, what's the dude's name in basketball? He lost, but he was whipping everybody's ass. They got the red jersey. Don't judge me.
James Harden.
Yeah, him. With that big ass beard he had.
Man, you
rather him be
wig
like that
hair.
Than
Yep, that's what wig is right now. That he sure is. Mr. Cool. Mr. Cool Debonair himself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, yeah.
Why, y'all?
He came through.
Give me a second. Sorry. Let me go ahead and slap a breather in here right quick, and then we're going to bring it back. I got one song. It's a new song. I think I played it about a week ago before the radio started spinning it, but it is what it is. I think they're spinning it now. This ain't an independent artist, but again, it's new. Fat Joe, Dre, and Chris Brown. It's called Attention. Watch this radio. Take over to you there.
It's like deja vu. Ladies love Cool Dre.
Now you're coming to your senses, so now we're here. And now you've got all the time. In the world, now you're hungry. Being in for me, time. Being in for me, time.
All right, Takeover Tuesday. I got Bar Nine, the M dot O dot G dot. I still almost screwed it up. And Miss Electrifying Kim, Jungle Love herself. Look out. OEOEO. It's a throwback show.
Later.
I just got to come on the air late a little more often because I was on here like 30 minutes late. We like off the air. We in like archive time and everything. It is. But, hey,
okay.
It is what it is.
Let me just go ahead and put this all out there. Mr. Barna, M.O.D. Master of Disguise. Mr. of Destruction. Anyways, no. I load it up, whip it like a Chevy. I don't want to hear no other songs that you I swear to goodness. That is my shit. On my way down here, I was slapping that shit all up through my SUV. You're sure right. I was leaning to the left and to the right, sir. That's to the rock.
Hey, motherfucker. Hey, people that ain't heard it, they don't even know, man. It's real funny. That song right there is like everybody that come around me like, man, bro, perform that. Do that. Do that. I'm like, man, you know what? I'm bringing that shit back out next year.
And next
year,
got you gonna do it. We've been like on the air on and off for some years, and I still play it from the first time I heard it. I'm like,
man,
I'm
tired of
right
motherfuckers
here.
See me. They like, what's up? Whip it like a Chevy, man. I'm like, man, fuck you.
Yes, I'm like, wow, this, as a matter of fact, it's loaded up in the phone. I'm talking to y'all right now.
Like, don't worry about it. I got a session next week, man. We going in. I got some new stuff with the Grammy Award winning artist, Dottie Stacks, and I got a new song finna come out with Reese G from Three Piece.
Oh, okay.
Produced by 808 Mafia.
Okay. And for you, Mr. Monster, I'm seeing where you're talking about that the show is going to be broadcasted live from, you know, over yonder and everything. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's more work to me. It sounds fun. It sounds sweet. It's going to sound fun and
right.
Sweet to y'all. It's going to be killer for me. I don't know what time I got to be up to be on time. I mean, I don't even know if I'm still going to be on at 8 o'clock. I might just do it when I can and just let y'all know because just listen to the archive because I don't know what time we're going to be done doing what we're going to do because it's going to be crazy. I'm telling you, it's going to be because they already added like about three other events. We're going to be at this big thing called the Carnival. Everybody's like, you ain't never been to the carnival. It's really bad. At it. I don't know nothing about no carnival. They're like, that's going to be off the chain because we're going to be on the floor going through the thing in the beginning of the show. Let's see what else. Yeah, what? I'm going to Paris, Amsterdam, Bristol, London, a couple other little spots in between. It's going to be crazy. Man, I'm going to be talking to all kinds of artists, doing interviews. Recording.
You said you're going to the carnival?
Yes, carnival.
As in, like, in Rio de Janeiro?
I don't think it's in Rio de Janeiro. It's somewhere over there where we're going. I have to look it up. I haven't got my full itinerary yet.
You about to get it in because the carnival, I know about that myself, and that's where Rihanna gets coming out with all her outfits and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
going to be in there talking about Sacre Blue.
That's real talk. I know in Barbados they do it too, but I know for sure that Rihanna, she participates in all that type of events.
Right. Yeah. They do it all over the world. They do it in Jamaica. They do it all over. We're going to see what it do.
Enjoy yourself, my brother. Enjoy it, man. Enjoy it. I'm telling you. Get away from this motherfucker's face.
Well, here's one of the things I'm doing, bro. Some of the people don't even know. Like, one thing, I do need something from you. I need that Whip It Like a Chevy. Because what I'm going to do is when I'm going over here on the Stop the Beat tour, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be giving these DJs the hot American artists that I really, really fucks with.
Oh,
you dig?
Cool.
I'm going to be giving like your music, Flex Capone music, a couple other guys' music, Elijah J. I'm going to play his music on our way up out of here. Sending his music over there. So, you know what I mean? I'm going to make the bridge at the clubs. I'm going to try to get it so we can go back and tour again. And this time I want to take a couple of little other locals with, go out there and show our dominance. But, yeah, there's a lot of things
going
on. Big shout-out to Locke Entertainment.
That's what's up.
I also want to say congratulations on the grandbaby that's on the way, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I can already tell. Look, it's going to be problems, y'all. It sounds like a wonderful thing on the outside. You dig? But on the inside, I already know I'm going to be fighting time. No, you can't have your baby back. What? No. Go school from here. What you mean?
Oh, you about to be back. One of them pawpaws.
Yeah, it's my baby. So what? It's my baby.
He's going to be saying that until his ass been did a whole bunch of shows and he been up for 3 days and the baby cried.
Come get your baby.
Baby don't want to go to sleep and he's sleepy. He got some bags and dark circles under his eyes.
Paint all on his body and shit.
Nope. Nope, I do it.
Yeah, you sure is going to do it. You have a newborn, but then too also to see like that super sensitive part of him, that soft side of him come out. If somebody hit him with a feather, he'd probably fall over.
You know what? We're gonna go on here and do our piece and get up out of here. I got shit to do, man. I can't take this. Y'all didn't come back for this, did y'all? That's how y'all feel? I mean, damn. Y'all got last words? Come on now. Come on with it. Let's just do it.
Okay. Got to give it up first and foremost to God, who without him, none of this nor us would be possible. Monster,
yeah.
Monstrous, Reggio, the M.O.D. bar none. Himself and a dusty Basaki muffins or whatever them cool is down in the basement.
I knew you was coming with that shit.
And I want to say that I just hope that everybody get a grip on themselves as far as unneeded violence. We steady knocking the black generations off for everybody else to sit up and look at us like, well, we knew that about black people anyways. They all ignorant and they all just violent. And my special baby, I'm just going to put his initials out there, S-D-E. That's it.
Okay. What you got for us, Barney, on the M-O-D?
Hold on. Excuse me. I just want to say, did you say S-D-E?
Yes. D as in David, E as in Edward. Yes.
So Super Dick Enormous. Okay, I know him. All right.
I wasn't talking about you, though, but you know.
Yeah, you see me. Now, I give a shout out to Monster Radio. Kim, you know what I'm saying? Everybody in the Twin Cities, man. Twin City Takeover, man. Y'all need to unify out there, man, and get it together, man. Y'all motherfuckers looking crazy. Yeah. Shytown, get yourself together, motherfuckers.
All right. Hey, he got a point there. And that goes for everybody everywhere. You know what I mean? We need to have a little more unity.
Yeah.
And we can make shit come together. So, hey, if you're really trying to do something, talk to me. That's all I can say. Call me. Talk to me. We'll work things out and we'll make some moves. So, all right, on my way up out of here, this right here is a Nerve DJ Push artist. This is Elijah J. If you really need, if you're an artist and you're serious and need that serious push, look into Nerve DJs. Go to NerveDJsMixtapes.com. You can find Senna over there. You can find other artists, and you can find the information that you need. And let Johnny O know, DJ E-Monster, the Nerve DJ, DJ E-Monster from Monsters Radio sent you, and he'll hook you up, I guarantee you. So check it out. This is Elijah J. and Koi. It's called Release, Monsters Radio, on a Takeover Tuesday. Man, y'all. Matter of fact, I don't even like either one of y'all right now. Y'all got me feeling soggy. I miss y'all.
Well, we love you. But, right. Monstrous on this piece. You ain't know.
Get it released. Hey. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Do it like this.
Hey. Oh, shit.
Came in here broke.
Yes, I.
Came in to drink.
Yes, I.
Came in to coke.
Yes, I.
Don't want to think.
Yes, I.
Don't give a.
Girl, I just
need a release. Need a release. Need a release.
Yes, I.
Came in here broke.
Yes, I.
Came in to drink.
Yes, I.
Came in to coke.
Yes, I.
Don't want to think.
Yes, I.
Don't give a.
Just
need a release, need a release. I've been picking up possessively, but I'd be damned if I let them see. Always keep it locked too tight, no up and testing me. They hate it, gets the best of me. Always weighing me down, quicksand on the ground, yeah. So I'm about to pay my issues. Got this money to be made, what's the issue? So I'ma drink this tonight, hit this lick and get paid. Give a f*** about what you say. Oh, how I felt when I was with you.
Came in here broke,
yes, I.
Came here to drink,
oh, yes, I.
Came here to coke,
yes, I.
Don't wanna think,
yes, I.
Don't give a
f***, girl, I just
need a release, need a release. Need a release,
yes, I.
Came in here broke,
yes, I.
Came in to drink,
yes, I.
Came in to coke,
yes, I.
Don't wanna think,
yes, I.
Don't
oh,
give
no.
Girl, I
just
need
oh,
a release,
no.
Need yeah, a yeah. release.
I've been feeling like a shell lately. I ain't been feeling like myself, baby. Ain't no high, it's just crash, but
up and hate it gets the best of me. Always weighing me down, quicksand on the ground now.
I'm about to paint my issues. Got this money to be made, what's the issue?
So I'ma drink this tonight, hit this lick and get paid. Give a f*** about what you say.
Oh, how I felt, but I still love you.
Came in here broke,
yes I.
Came in to drink,
hey, yes I.
Came in to coke,
yes I.
Don't wanna think,
yes I.
Don't
yeah, 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 yeah.
Girl, I just need a release,
release.
Need a
me.
Release. Need a release,
yes I.
Hate me, you broke,
yes I.
Hate me to drink,
yes I.
Hate me to coke,
yes I.
Don't wanna
don't
think,
yes I.
Don't give,
girl, I just
need a
release,
need a release, need a release.
Keep it to myself, they don't understand me. Don't know that I be cold. Keep it to myself and hope that it don't kill me. Cause I be going through.
Lost, lost, lost. Lost in my thoughts, okay. Cough, 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 cough all my thoughts away. Pops told me, hold your head. Ma told me, it's okay. Girl said you broke my heart. World said you really changed. I really did. I got the pressure of a man when I'm just a kid. Problems that I always hid. Problems that I should face, but should. It's some different sh- good if you with the sh- good if you different than all these other snakes in the grass shedding different skin. Ever since a slave, I've been plagued with depression. Ever since I prayed, I've been playing with progression. But I'm still afraid of the change I'm addressing. Never get it back like this, but I sure can't try. Coy way too fly, say otherwise you a damn lie. Even though I'm in disguise, always gotta wear these skies. Yeah. This the pain that I hide. Yeah. Sorry, mama, I tried.
Yes, I
came in here broke.
Yes, I
came in to drink.
Yes, I
came in to coke.
Yes, I
don't wanna think.
Yes,
but
I
from you,
girl, I just
need a release. Need a release.
Yeah.
Need a release.
I just
came
need
in here broke.
I just need
came
some
in to drink. Came in to coke.
Don't
wanna
me.
Think.
Yes, I'm taking one more shot.
Need, need a release. Need a release,
need a release.
But I sure can't try. Say otherwise, you a damn lie.